Hello, my name's Mikey, and we interview influential people all around the world. And on today's show, we have a very special guest who is dealing with the community and all sorts of very important issues. Please let me welcome to the show, Colin Powell. Hello.
Hey, Mikey, thank you so much for inviting me to the show. Really great to be here. Fantastic to be with Greater London Youth Foundation. And I'm really looking forward to some questions and also speaking about young carers, who young carers are, and how young carers can get the best support possible. And just to let you know, potentially there are over 800,000 young carers in the country at the moment. Recorded statistics are a lot lower, but we know there's a huge amount of young carers that are not found at the moment, that are unseen, and may not even know that they are young carers. And it's so important for us to be able to support young carers as a community because of everything that they go through, everything that they do, how they support families, friends, siblings, etc. And you know, it's just a huge amount of pressure that they go through. And people might not know it, but there is a legal route to support for them as well. So if I can touch on some of those things with you, that'd be absolutely fantastic.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's touch on that, because I was going to ask you, that was my first question. How many young carers are out there? You said 800,000, did you?
Yeah. I mean, it's estimated that there's 800,000 plus young carers out there across the country. And, you know, if we think about the roles that they're involved in terms of caring for their family members, it could be caring for mom, for dad. It could be caring for siblings who may have autism or, you know, specific physical disabilities. It could be caring for grandmother as well and contributing to the care of grandmother, for instance. So we know that in particular, young carers go through a huge amount. You know, they suffer at school as well. One of the things that I really want to point out early on is around the stigmatization that young carers, you know, go through at school. And a lot of young carers who are at school, attending school, find it really difficult to express themselves in the school environment for fear of bullying. Now, I just want to put it out there to all the youth across the country. Let's please have some big hearts and let's look after our young carers. Young carers come from all sections of the community, just as adult carers do. And we've got to try our very best to try and provide that support to them. So if you do hear that somebody is a young carer, and I'll touch on who a young carer is in terms of the legalities of it, and touch on a couple of points of law for you as well, in terms of the rights of young carers and what type of support they should be receiving as well. So I'll touch on that for you, but just a tiny little bit about me. I'm actually the operations director at Harrow Carers. I've been working at Harrow Carers in Harrow for just over three years now. Previous to that, I was working in street homelessness. I've worked in family intervention programs in Hackney. I've worked in Brixton within my, you know, street homeless service. I was working in Soho as well. I've worked in learning difficulties, physical difficulties, worked in projects with people with severe and extreme condition of autism as well. And so very high on the autistic spectrum. And, you know, those services that I have worked in have actually absolutely been fantastic in terms of the support that we've been able to provide to who would be deemed as vulnerable people and need support from services, whether they be from the statutory sector, which is the legal sector, as in social services, for instance, from education, for instance, or from the charity sector, who are the third sector and who I represent at this moment in time.
So we're talking about the legalities of this issue. So
yes.
Obviously young carers, where's the age cut off? Is that 18 or is that younger? Is that 16?
Yeah, I mean, the age cut off is 18. So there is another aspect of young adult carers, and young adult carers are from the ages of 16 to 25, which, you know, where we provide a different sort of support mechanism for them, more about moving on to future education, job prospects, etc., and also providing that early intervention of psychological and emotional support for young carers as well. So they are able to express and not carry around, you know, and harboring, you know, some of the very, very difficult feelings that they might be going through. And we know that if we harbor certain feelings within ourselves and we don't express them, we don't have people to talk to, it can lead to mental health problems for us. And so it's really important to be, you know, an opening ear, to have, you know, to have our minds open, to have our hearts open to young carers, so they can come to us as an organization, you know, and get the best support possible. If I can just touch on for you, who actually is a young carer?
Right.
And I'm kind of going to take this from a booklet that we've produced, that we've put together at Harrow Carers, myself and the young carers manager, Phil Hollis. We've got a booklet, and we're actually training social workers in Harrow at the moment how to identify, how to recognize young carers, who young carers are, and particular aspects of the legal process as well for assessment. So very simply, a young carer is someone aged under 18 and who cares for a friend or family member who, due to illness, disability, a mental health problem, or an addiction, cannot cope without their support. So that's kind of giving you a synopsis of who a young carer is. So what I'm going to jump to is just a couple of points of law. So the main two points of law for young carers, and young carers can have an assessment of need. So they can approach children's social care, go to the local authority, and the local authority has to provide a young carer's assessment for them to look at their particular needs, not only look at their own needs, but then also holistically assess the whole family and see where other needs might be within the family also. So the two points of law which are really important are the Children and Families Act 2014, Section 96. This sets out the criteria for being a young carer: the age, caring role, and relationship to the carer. It also places the responsibility of identification and support of young carers upon local authorities. So local authorities have legal responsibility for a young carer and providing, assessing and providing support to that young carer. There's another piece of legislation that is a really, really important. And this is the Young Carers Needs Assessments Regulations of 2015. This sets out the requirements of what must be contained in a young carer's assessment and who and how it should be carried out. So there are two pieces of legislation, highly important. You can find them on the government website. And if people want some information on those, they can drop me an email. No problem whatsoever. And I'll be more than willing to send some detail over to them.
I was going to ask you, Colin, now that you've identified what a young carer is and how you've identified what a young carer is, what are their prospects likely to be after they, you know, when they've reached adulthood? What's the statistics of where they end up in life and the problems that they face? You mentioned mental health, but can you explain that a little bit more?
Yeah, we know that due to the caring role, education can greatly suffer. So educational prospects, you know, even if someone, you know, is doing quite well and they might move on to college or they might want to go to university as well, educational prospects can suffer, and they do suffer, and we've seen people suffer from them. As part of our work that we do educational catch-up and educational support. We also go into schools as well. We have a really great program called the MeWe program, and which is part of European studies to support young carers with early intervention around psychological support. So young carers are able to express their emotions and issues that they're going through. And I can tell you now that some of those feelings and emotions that those young carers go through are very dark from the work that we've been involved in. But the work that we've been involved in has allowed them to express themselves, has allowed them to be. Whatever that position of being is, it's allowed them to be, it's allowed them to express, and we've given the opportunity to hear their voices. Hearing voices, hearing their concerns, hearing their worries, hearing their frustrations is extremely important, because otherwise we're just walking around like fizzy bottles being shaked, ready to explode, you know? Yeah. So it's so important. It's so powerful. It's a powerful program. And again, it's part of a huge European study providing that early intervention of psychological support for those young carers. We're really fortunate enough here in Harrow because we have a great supporter in Harrow, which is Harrow School. It's a fantastic school. I was totally blown away by the support that Harrow School provided and continue to provide support to us. I mean, we kind of think of Harrow School as all white middle-class boys or upper-class boys. When I walked into Harrow School, went into an assembly and had to present at an assembly, I couldn't have been more wrong. I saw children from all over the world.
Wow. I thought you were talking about Harrow High School, but you're talking about Harrow Boys School, right?
Harrow Boys School, yeah. Okay. It's known as Harrow School.
Absolutely. I'm from, I was born and raised in Harrow, but down the hill. Yeah. Right. So, so these, so they blew you away in terms of their compassion?
They blew me away in terms of the compassion. The teaching staff are amazing. The way that they support the boys themselves, but the way that they have provided support and funding for our young carer programs as well. They have a particular philanthropic organization, a part of the school, which is called the Shaftesbury Enterprise. Now, the Shaftesbury Enterprise has a fantastic director that sits on that board that runs the program. He is amazing. He's passionate. He's caring. He cares about children. And they care about those children who are disaffected and struggling at school. They run various programs. They sponsor a lot of organizations in terms of those children who are disadvantaged. Now, our young carers are a disadvantaged group. They suffer. Now, they've provided educational catch-up, free support. We go to the school on a Thursday evening. The teachers will volunteer their time and come and help with educational catch-up for our young carers.
Wow.
And then afterwards, what they've got to done, they've got to use the school facilities as well. So they've been shooting, they've done drama, they've done judo, they've played Eton Fives, which is a game where you hit a ball against the wall. They've been absolutely amazing, fantastic people. And, I couldn't give them more credit. I mean, you know, they just totally blew me away. Absolutely. And they continue to fund our programs. And we're so thankful for that funding. More recently, we've been commissioned to deliver on behalf of the local authority who have the legal obligation, responsibility to carry out young carers assessments. They came to us, they asked us, can we take on board assessing young carers for a period to increase the numbers, to reach out, and then also train the children's social care staff, train the social workers, train the youth offending teams, et cetera, and deliver a training program, which we've been delivering at this moment in time. And we've put all of the documentation together. We've put the assessment forms together. We've put a fantastic training booklet together for social workers and for social care staff. And we're delivering that training at this moment in time, all with the objective of assisting social care staff to identify young carers when they go into a family.
Right. That's what I was going to ask you. Oh, no, go on.
Yeah, sorry.
I was going to ask you that. That was my next question.
Yeah.
You just literally took the words out, which was, do you fear that there are loads of, you said 800,000 young carers. Do you fear that there are many, many more out there that are unidentified, basically?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Okay, we know that there's a lot of young carers out there who are unidentified. And there's a word, a fish doesn't know it's wet.
Oh, right. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. A fish doesn't know it's wet.
Sometimes they probably think that's normal life. They think everybody does this.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. So they think it's normal life. They think what they're involved in is just part of a normal process. It's not a normal process that they're involved in because they have added responsibility within their life. I'll give you an example, for instance. And maybe you can tell me if you think this is wrong or right.
All right.
Is it appropriate, do you think, for a young person of 13 years of age to be bathing their mother?
First up, no.
Absolutely. It's not appropriate.
It's not something I would want to do, basically.
No, absolutely not. Even if it was for yourself, your father, for instance, and you had to provide at 12, 13 years of age, personal care for your father.
No.
It's not appropriate. It isn't appropriate. Young carers have no legal responsibility to provide that support to family members.
It they do it way around, you know. That's
the absolutely, but, absolutely. Know, so parents, adults, we have a legal responsibility. When our children are born, we have a legal responsibility to take care of them under the law. If we don't take care of them, then they can be taken away from us. It's not the same the other way around. So it isn't appropriate. A young child shouldn't be carrying out that sort of personal care. If they are, they need to have a young carer's assessment. The relevant support and mechanisms need to be identified, and extra support needs to be put in place. So that young carer does not have to do that, does not have to carry out that, because it is not normal for a child of that age moving through society, moving through family life, to have to do that.
And there'll be so many other issues, like resentment towards that parent because of it. And maybe that parent does need the care, but maybe they're pushing the boundaries and the limits and the capabilities of that child. So maybe it's not just, isn't just stop at the bathing. Maybe it's pick up the groceries. Maybe it's doing all these errands that have nothing to do with the illness. But who's to say, you know, because there's nobody outside assessing that. Nobody's looking from the outside and going, actually, is this patient being quite difficult to work with, you know?
Yeah.
There's so many different things.
Yeah. And I suppose what you can, you're absolutely right, Mike. You're absolutely right with what you're saying there. And I suppose we can kind of, from that example that I gave you, we could kind of see the emotional difficulties that it might put a young person through.
Conflicting.
It's definitely conflicting. And they shouldn't have to do that. You're absolutely right. What you touched on, the groceries, picking up medication, administering medication, having to cook, having to clean, having to do things like this before they go to school in the morning. You know, so getting to school is secondary for them. So,
Tells you, you're late, sit down.
Absolutely.
And then you're like, do you know what? I've just had to go to the doctor's appointment this morning. And
absolutely.
And I've had to learn, you know, maths or times tables, and it seems so.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you think about it, obviously the child has to go to school, but you know, the times that a child might be late and school teachers might not be picking that up. They might not be aware that that young person is a young carer and that they need that extra support and time and a program to support them through that. And not only the school teachers as well, because what we like to do is work in a multidimensional way. So we take a multidimensional approach, a multi-professional approach to the support that is provided. And if we see something that we can identify and we need to share it so that child gets extra support, we will make those connections. Mm-hmm. So yeah, some young carers won't be involved with children's social care, but there may be a requirement that they have to be involved. There may be a requirement because there might be safeguarding issues of that child as well.
Right.
And we know that potentially what that could be is there could be a situation of neglect, really, of neglecting the child's emotional needs, the child's needs for food, the child's needs for love, for instance, the child's needs for normal development. Whereas the person that being cared for, maybe it's mother, maybe it's father, totally rely on that young person.
Right.
And it's a huge overburden of responsibility for them. It's not appropriate. They need to get that support. They need to reach out. Going back to, I please ask everybody that listens to this this podcast that be aware, be kind of, have your antennae on your head. If you see somebody, you think, you know, they're going through issues or whatever, you know, you kind of might think, oh, well, I know Johnny, his dad's got mental health issues. But there might be something more to that. Johnny might be supporting dad emotionally. You know, there might be issues when dad has a crisis where Johnny is away from school. He needs some extra. Why is Johnny away from school? Where is he? I know that his dad's got mental health issues and he lives with his dad by, you know, just him and his dad. But why is Johnny not around? So professional curiosity gets us to kind of keep our antennae open and alive. Let's look out for what's happening within our local community, within our friend circles. For those of you who are at school, who are at college, you're at uni, if somebody's suffering, going through a difficult time, there might be particular reasons where they're going to need some support. So let's be supportive. Let's help each other. Let's help those young carers. And then through helping our young carers, we might be able to identify those adults that also need support from adult services who might not be getting that support because the total responsibility has been laid at the feet of the young carer and the young person. So really important.
So what about, just before we come to the end, I just want to touch on, what about, you mentioned educational support, emotional support. What about financial support if people come from low-income backgrounds or they can't fund their development because money's going elsewhere? Is there any, can they get paid?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, young carers don't get financial, unpaid young carers don't get financial support as mm-hmm. such. They will get support activities. They will be provided with support from organizations like ourselves mm-hmm. with their well-being, with their emotional aspects. You know, we can help them with the catch-up of their education. We can help them to write CVs. We can direct them to good jobs. Young carers have a huge amount of talent and skills. And, you know, if we can harness those skills, and that's what we try to do, we try to harness all those good things that they actually do that they might see as, you know, potentially very, very difficult. But we can do a really good psychological spin and say, no, hang on, you're doing something that's amazing. You're a great young person. You're a superstar. And we're going to carry you forward because we want, you know, you to have a great life. So, you know, we really provide that a huge amount of emotional encouragement, emotional support is so, so important. And helping that young carer to realize what they're involved in and how systems like, you know, systems, charities can help to, you know, further progress their life in a positive way as well. There's also one other thing that I wanted to touch on as well, is that the young carer might not be carrying out care at that moment in time. So it's also about the intention to care. So the intention to care is really important because it might be that at some stage, mum, dad might have MS.
Right.
They might be living within the home, single parents, they might, you know, a single parent family. It might also be mom and dad, you know, mom might be there. She goes out to work to try and, you know, hold the bills down. You know, dad's got MS and they're relying on, mom's relying on the children to provide some of that care, right? Dad slowly progresses into a worsening situation. So the intention to care is, it's preempting what that young carer, unidentified at the moment, potentially might need as what support they might need moving down the line. Yeah, so it's the intention to care that's also really important, you know, for future young carers and young carers who are facing and moving forward to those steps at the moment.
Wow.
Now, it's a really important thing here as well. If I was to talk to you about a two-year-old child and mother has a worsening condition, for instance, potentially, and it's very, very difficult, potentially, that two-year-old child can be assessed for the intention to care because they will steadily start to get older. They will be starting to provide care for the family as well. So it's kind of thinking about early stages, how we can intercept and support at very early stages as well. So it's a big and sometimes quite complex issue when you look at it, but we can break it down to its smaller component parts, relate it to the relevant parts of the law. As long as we know, we can identify, we know about the caring activities who people are caring for instance, keeping that professional curiosity alive, making sure we know how to connect with the right professionals, encourage families to go forward, to ask for an assessment for the young person within the household that's providing that care. It's really important for us to do that, to keep an eye open.
And you've mentioned where people can find your services, but obviously it's Harrow Young Carers. Is it just exclusive just to Harrow? If any young carers are listening to this, because I love the way you speak and probably a lot of people want to connect with your organization and
cool.
And the amazing things you're doing. So please touch on that. Is how can people get involved? Is it just exclusive to Harrow?
It's now, our programs are exclusive to Harrow. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately...
For residents?
Yeah, for Harrow residents.
Harrow residents, okay.
Yeah, Harrow residents. It could be that you have a young person that's coming in to care for dad who lives in the borough of Harrow.
Right.
Or he might be going out of Harrow and caring for dad in another borough. So it's kind of, you know, a mixed and match of situations. Mm-hmm. You could be coming into Harrow to provide that. You could be living in Harrow, going out of Harrow to provide that. So you can access our services. you can simply telephone us on our telephone number and ask for an assessment. You can ask for further information. Right now, at this moment in time, I've got the young carers manager. He's putting a barbecue together. So we're having a barbecue later on. Ooh. Also for the young carers. And we do loads of activities. We've got a huge field down here at 74 Pinner View. We've got 3.5 acres of field. We've got a beautiful barbecue, sports hall, loads of activities. We've got a lounge, loads of games and table tennis, archery we're putting on as well. So that's one of the great things I just want to promote at this moment in time for young carers in living in Harrow. We're putting on archery sessions. We've been very fortunate to get some funding to be able to do that as well. So any young carers out there who want to connect with us, come and try archery. We know it's an expensive sport to take part in, but we'll be offering some fresh sessions free if you are a young carer in Harrow. So come to us, reach out to us, make contact. But just touching back on your point, Mikey, about other organisations, there are other carer centres within different boroughs. We belong to an umbrella organisation called Carers Trust. So they're our umbrella organisation. For example, I'm a trustee with Mind in Harrow as well, the mental health organisation. And Mind has their national Mind, which is their umbrella. Okay. That covers the smaller minds. So just as Harrow Carers is set up within the borough of Harrow, other boroughs have their potentially carer centres. Some boroughs don't have carer centres. They have telephone lines. You have to connect for a telephone line. You might get some telephone support and direction. We are fortunate enough because we've worked really hard as a charity to reach out, to look for finance, to look for funding where we can provide some great supportive activities, both for our young carers and also for our adult carers as well. Check us out on our website, www.harrowcarers.org. Check us out. Have a look. If you want to contact me, again, my name's Colin Powell. I'm the operations director, colin.powell@harrowcarers.org. Send me an email and I'm more than willing to have a conversation and even link you in to professionals and the support that you can rightfully get for yourselves.
Wow, you heard it right there, people. Thank you so much, Colin. And audience, you heard about the archery. Get involved. I want to see your skills increase. That sounds absolutely amazing. And you've got so many different fun things going on. I'm going to take a look at that website. We all are going to take a look at that website.
Mikey, just one more thing.
Yeah.
I'd like to invite you down as well. So for people that are listening, if you're a carer, you're living in Harrow, on the 10th of June, we're having a huge event here down at our grounds at 74 Pinner View. Lots of activities. It's going to be for the family. You have to be a carer. You could be a young carer. It could be an adult carer in your family. Come down yourself. Bring your family down. Come and have a great time. Bouncy castles, archery, magicians, and loads of activities that are going to be going. Mikey, come down, man, and see us.
I will. Keep the archery away from the bouncy castle, though. Keep
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we don't want to pop that.
I would love to come down as well. And you know what? I actually have a friend who one of my best friends growing up, who happened to be a young carer as well. And he's the one who inspired me about all this information here. He's grown up now, but so I would love to come down. Absolutely.
Fantastic, man. You're invited. Come down, bring a friend. Absolutely.
Thank you very much. And we're Harrow based. Come and have some Harrow based as well. So we tick a couple of the boxes. So.
Fantastic. That's really cool. Love it.
Thank you very much for coming on the show.